From time to time in Bible classes, I am asked about certain passages of Paul which seem confusing and perplexing to many women. One who intended to enter the Religious Science School of Ministry here in Los Angeles, which is open to all men and women who are interested and who meet the requirements. It's conducted by Dr. Lowe, L-O-W-E. He's the dean of the college there, very wonderful teacher. She was told by her father that the Bible was opposed to women ministers. He quoted the following verses from Corinthians. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. But they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for women to speak in the church. That's in the 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 34, 35th verse. This is what the father quoted to the daughter. This literal interpretation of the Bible has kept women in bondage for thousands of years. Her father was taking the Bible literally, but the Bible is a psychological and spiritual drama taking place in the consciousness of man. The Bible is not dealing with doctrinal questions and theological concepts, which are merely created by theologians out of their own mentality. The word church in the Bible does not refer to a building or a religious sect or denomination. The word church means ecclesia, or a calling out or drawing forth the wisdom, truth, and beauty from your subjective depths. It could be called an aggregation of spiritual ideas in your own mentality. To enter the church or ecclesia of God, you must adopt a new mental attitude and realize that God is spirit and that you're one with that spirit. Many men have read the Bible in the letter, forgetting the spirit or the real inner meaning. There are different interpretations of the scriptures, together with their promulgation of certain creeds and dogmas, are the main cause of the countless sectarian groups or churches of today. The writer would like to emphasize that the true church is within yourself and is not made of creeds, rituals,